Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when this thought hits you. Okay, I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, the whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Hey, I just want to say thanks to everybody who has stepped up for the St. Jude kids. St. Jude's doing incredible work fighting childhood cancer. And because of donations like the ones that you give, families never receive a bill ever from St. Jude for treatment, travel, housing, food, none of that. Help St. Jude stop childhood cancer. Become a partner in hope. Get this awesome new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. It's going to look great on you. So join all the doctors, researchers, and me in this fight. All right, text the word Bobby. It's only six numbers to 785-833. Again, text the word Bobby to just these six numbers, 785-833.
This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for four lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with four lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p.
Come on, Bobby.
Transmitting across America.
Turn it up. Hey. This is the Bobby Bones Show.
Let's go. Welcome to Friday's show. Morning, studio.
Morning.
All right, ACMs were last night. Hope you guys watched. What a night. I'm here. I'm a little loopy. But we'll get through it, right, everybody?
You usually do.
Yeah, I'm loopy like three days a week anyway. So
we got you, man.
Yeah, what's the difference? Okay, this is a tough one. And what happens is I'm gonna read the question. I go to Eddie first. He has no time to think about it.
Oh, my gosh.
So the other two get time to think about it. So I'm going to ask it to you.
Okay.
And then I'll give you a second, okay? What's the biggest regret of your life?
Oh,
oh boy, what's her name?
Oh, my goodness.
Right.
Her name.
So... what's the biggest regret? I'll go first.
That'd be great.
Because it gives everybody a little time to think about it. The biggest regret of my life. I have two that are one professional, one personal. Personally, it was not coming back from college to spend more time with my grandmother. Because she was a big part of raising me. And I was always, oh, I can't. I gotta work. I gotta... school, I got whatever. So I never, almost never came back home. And I regret that because when she died, I was like, dang it. Now, professionally, I hate to say I pushed a button.
Yeah.
It wasn't really a, it was a sound effect that was, I mean, listen, I think officially Ray played it, if we're being honest. But I told him to because I was in Dallas when it happened. We were doing the show, I was on the road, and this sound effect aired. Yada, yada, yada. Got fined $1 million by the FCC. I didn't get anything from that. A lot of times in my life and career, when I've messed up, I've learned something from it. There's a big lesson that was taught in that. And I go, that was valuable. Glad it happened. Not happy it happened then, but now I've taken... I didn't learn crap from that. I know what it's like to be deposed by lawyers. Mm. I know what it's like. I mean, it sucked.
Yeah.
It just sucked. So that, the $1 million plus fine by the FCC for what it did... You know what? Let's just say it. What Ray did. Right, Ray?
That's what we're going with now?
That's probably mine there. Eesh. Eddie, biggest regret.
All right. I've been thinking about it. I regret not doing better at school. Like, because when I graduated from high school, all my friends went to college, and I was like, college? How did you guys, when did you guys apply? Like, what? Where everyone goes to college. So then I was like 2 years late. I had to stay in my hometown and do all of my basic stuff before I could even apply to a college. And that took 2 years of my life, man. I lived at home. It was terrible.
Lunchbox?
It's going to class. In college, I went...
You regret going to class?
Yeah, yeah. In college, I drove to College Station to try out for the Real World Road Rules open casting call. And when I left that table, I knew I was awesome. I dominated it. Went back home to San Antonio and I had a night class, economics. And I got back in time for it and I was like, well, I might as well go to class. And I came home from class and there was caller ID, area code 323. And I was like, hey, roommate, who called you from 323? I don't know who that is. Asked my brother, who called you from 323? I don't know. Looked it up. It was L.A. They called. If I wouldn't have gone to class, I'd have had that call. Gosh, why'd I go to class?
But then you might not be here now.
Yeah, who cares? I'd be on the Real World of Road Rules.
But don't you think if they really wanted him,
they would have called a second time. Back? You don't just call once on somebody that's surprised and go like, well, he didn't answer. Screw it. Next person. Especially if it's somebody that you really want.
No, they wanted me.
But then they would have called again.
Nah, I'm telling you, this is how
one time only at a dime? Hey, phone, one call, prison? What?
It was an open casting call, so they were doing the callbacks the next day. So they didn't have time to sit there and call people back.
They could have called again.
And they didn't do it. 323, I don't know why they didn't call the cell phone. I had it in my pocket, but they didn't. They called the house phone, didn't leave a message. And
you would think they'd have called both. Okay, didn't get him here. Right. Listed the other number.
I agree. I don't know why.
They must not have wanted you that
much. No, they did. They wouldn't have called us.
Or maybe they called and realized they called the wrong person.
Oh, crap. Oh, it's him. Yeah. Amy?
Mine would be not asking my parents more questions because I've lost both my mom and my dad. And there's things now I want to know and I have no way to know.
Wow, that's a good one.
Like, no way. Even if it's, like, some of it's deep stuff, but other stuff's like, what was the recipe for this?
Yeah,
I don't have it.
In a way, I guess, my situation is I never know my family medical history. Because didn't know my dad my whole life. My mom died in her 40s, too. So I was like, all right, so do you have a history of... Doctor, stop. I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know any of that. No family. I don't know anything. So maybe I should have just had it charted at like 4. Hey, Papa, I know you're leaving. Would you put down all our medical history? No, son, I won't. Ugh. Dang, Papa, come on, don't go. And then the truck drove off, and I had a medical journal empty.
That's terrible.
That's how about
I don't even want to laugh.
Oh, yeah, you do. All right, thank you. Time for the mailbag.
You send an email, and we read it on the air. It's something we call Bobby's Mailbag.
Yeah. Hello, Bobby Bones. I've been asked to be the best man at the wedding of my best friend. But I've since learned there is a catch. It seems that behind the scenes, my friend's fiance has been expressing concerns about my sense of humor and is now demanding editorial control of my reception toast. To be honest, I don't even know what to say of these things. I haven't planned anything yet. I do my best work when I wing it. That said, it's better to just play ball. Should I do that? Or should I write something cheesy? Or just go for it in the moment? Signed, Best Man Matt. Here's the thing, first of all, anybody that says they just do better winging it, I've never in my life met somebody who just does better winging it. Because you can wing it and be pretty good, but you can also prepare something and wing off your prepared and be great. So I've never met someone who is absolutely the best when winging it. It doesn't exist. You can be somebody that wings at times off of your prepared remarks. I do that constantly. But when you wing it, even if it comes off really good, you could have done better. And sometimes when you wing it, it goes real bad because you winged it. Here's what I'm going to say, though. I ain't letting anybody tell me how to do my toast. If they've asked me to do it, then you've asked me to do it. If not...
No editorial control, as he says.
Bro, this ain't Fox News.
But it's their day, not yours.
Then don't ask him to do it.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
If you want him to do it, then let him do it.
I think that's kind of what she's saying, though. Like, I'm a little worried about your speech. May not want you to do it.
Then... Don't do it.
Oh, man.
It's your voice, not meaning your just physical voice. It's your voice, your thoughts, your stories. You should be able to tell that. If you want to tell it and you're worried about her, because let me tell you, that sounds like a control freak to me. If Caitlin ever says something to Eddie, like, I'm going to control your speech at the wedding.
I think I should tell you what she told me then. She didn't say anything.
But Eddie's not a loose cannon.
Right. Now, if Lunchbox was doing the speech, then Caitlin would be like, I'm a little worried about that.
Well, Ray, we had to say something too because he drinks way too much.
There you go.
Mm-hmm. And so we said, hey, Ray, will you just chill out for this one wedding?
Editorial control.
That was not editorial control. That was Raymundo control. You can even say, yeah, sure, have editorial control. Once you get up there on the mic, there's nothing you can do.
That's true.
It's like live TV. Once it's on. You do whatever you want to do. So... I would not be comfortable with somebody telling me they want to look at my speech. It's like Eddie and I did this show once together on local TV.
And hey, we deserve that, though.
And they wanted to look at all the jokes. All the jokes we had, all my jokes, we do on cue cards. And I was like, no chance. Never. No way. And we wrote them all on the cue cards. We never let them see them. And they came in right before and grabbed our cue cards and looked at them. And then we also did a bit we got in trouble for. And then the show ended right after that. But still, we did it.
Yeah.
And we did not let them control us.
We did not let them control us. Right. Dang it. Well, the whole network went under. It wasn't right. just us. I wouldn't let her control me. And if she's just so overbearing, I would say, okay. And then I'd write something so nice and plain and gentle. And then I would get up and do what I wanted to do. You owe it to him to do that speech, though. That's what I'm going to say. Okay?
Okay.
Why are you looking at me like that?
Well, because I'm just like, why would you purposely go up there, tell her you're going to do one way, and then...
Because she won't leave you alone.
I know, and then do what you're going to do, and yeah. then potentially make the reception or the rest of it
He asked you annoyed. To do that because you're his best man.
Mm-hmm.
He knows who you are. Mm-hmm. He knows why he's your best friend. He doesn't want you to get up there, mm-hmm. and all of a sudden, you're Bill Gates... speaking at a lecture.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, everybody, this is what I'd like to say about the newest chip. And no, God dang it, do what you're supposed to do.
Yeah. I'm not saying I would be like her at all. I just understand if she wants to.
I'd even go harder if it were me.
Control her wedding.
She hadn't heard winging.
Right.
Well, I get up. I'm so competitive. Okay, yeah, I'm going to. Here's my thing. Oh, he's a nice guy. We met in eighth grade. Well, I get up there and turn into straight Andrew Dice Clay.
Oh, wow.
Hickory Dock. Dickory Dock. For those that are young, look it up.
No, don't do that.
You got to do the speech. If she won't stop, give her a fun, easy one, and then get up and do your own thing. But don't just wing it, because you'll get everybody in trouble there. All right, thank you. Close up the mailbag.
We got your email, and we read it on the air. Now it's time to close Bobby's mailbag. Yeah.
Go. On the Bobby Bones Show now.
Parker McCollum.
All right, new album's out today, which, by the way, and we're going to play some of this stuff, but... You told us about a song that made you really sad. It was a really sad song, a piano ballad here, right?
Yes, it made me sad.
Well, why do you say it like that? Because I'm about to go through it. I want to see you get sad here in person.
I don't know if it makes me sad, but I think it's a sad song for sure.
The album's called Never Enough. It's out now. Are you guys ready?
Yeah.
Here it is. Have Your Heart Again.
Cling to it to the bitter end. If I could have your heart. If I could have your heart again.
Oh, yeah, it makes me feel good, actually.
Maybe.
Why?
I've had that melody for like 6 years and finally finished it with Ashley Gourley.
When you say you had the melody, did you have the, without all the words, what was the melody you had?
It was just the melody, just, you know, mumbling over. So I know you and I know me. And I know that I'm not what you need.
I like that.
Yeah, it's cool.
In my head right now.
It'd be real easy to do on tour every night.
Yeah.
Can't wait.
Do you ever record a song and go, now I have to sing this back because it was such a hard song to sing?
No, I've always been kind of, you know, honest with myself about my ability. I've never tried to do anything too crazy. That's probably the craziest right there.
Do you play piano?
A little bit.
Did you study piano or take
Mm-mm.
lessons ever?
Mm-mm.
So how do you play piano?
I just kind of learned some stuff on YouTube when I was like high school. And, you know, my keys player, Charlie, will teach me some stuff every now and then.
That's cool. Like, he has to give you lessons. You pay him.
I do not pay him for his lessons.
No, but you pay him for like
yeah, he's on,
being a keys player.
Yeah. He's on salary.
Absolutely.
So, and he has great health insurance. So the lessons are free.
Yeah. This is track one. This is Hurricane. Play a little bit of that, Ray. Why track one? I always like track ones and the story behind why that goes first.
Man, I just always think about tempo. I probably overthink the sequencing of the record too much. I sit on it for probably a month trying to push stuff around, see what kind of tells the story the best, you know, try to be in chronological order, but it's banging. It's a great show opener, so I thought it'd be a good record opener.
Two other notes about the album, then a couple other questions.
Mm-hmm.
But the first note is, when I was listening through, I like Ryan Bieber a lot. I like
That's
him.
My guy.
I like him as a dude.
He's a great
I like
guy.
Him as an artist. I like him mm-hmm. as a songwriter. And so this song, it's number 9, is called Speed. You and Ryan wrote this together.
Mm-hmm.
So play a little bit of that, Raymundo.
You won't always be hung up on speed.
So you guys are writing that song. Where'd that come from? Like the genesis of that idea in that song?
The word speed, I, you know, really kind of developed this insane obsession with muscle cars, new and classic, and driving fast has always been something that I've liked since I was a kid. And I just thought about writing a song, and it was funny, I didn't even think about Montgomery Gentry's song Speed whenever I was like, oh, I gotta write a song called Speed. That's a great title.
I didn't either, too, now that you say that. But
it didn't even cross my mind until
same.
Afterwards.
Why, did people say something to you about it?
No, I thought about it
oh.
when I was doing the sequencing. I'm like, oh, there is a song called Speed.
There's probably 100, though,
yeah,
just called Speed.
Matter.
Yeah. Yeah, that one, I'm glad I really like that song because, again,
Thank
I like
you.
Ryan and I like you, too. And then the other note was
you know, you are, again, a prolific songwriter. So for me to see a song that you chose that you didn't write means a lot, mm-hmm. because that means you just loved the song. And there's only, if I'm right, one on the record, mm-hmm. if that's the case. And before I play it, so it's Things I Never Told You. Why'd you pick this song?
I mean, it's every now and then people send me songs all the time, and I don't really cut outside songs very often. I've only cut one before. It's Like a Cowboy. Stapleton and Big Al Anderson wrote it like 2 decades ago. But I fell in love with the song after listening to it one time. This song was no different. And then I heard the line, you know, I had a Playboy stashed in a Johnny Cash LP sleeve in my room. And I was like, damn, I wish I would have written that line. I'm going to sing that song.
Yeah. Here we go. Parker McCollum, his album's out today. Never Enough. Also, ParkerMcCollum.com to get tickets to his tour, which runs all through the fall. I'm going to do 3 uncomfortable questions from our listeners that they've asked. Are you ready?
Sure.
Question number 1. How did Parker McCollum get famous?
Parker McCollum is not famous. Parker McCollum has a great following and a very loyal fan base and is very blessed to get to do it on the
level
he does.
I'd say you're famous.
I don't know.
It takes somebody else to say that. I would say you're famous. Do you ever go into a restaurant or a bar? Or they're just like, hey, somebody took care of your dinner.
I still fly commercial quite a bit.
But that's okay. So that means you're smart.
Or I'm just not. If I was, I mean, like, you think about, you mean think J-Lo going to be in the...
Well, I didn't say you were J-Lo. Yeah.
I mean, she's
that's who I think of when I think of famous.
Okay, fair enough.
That's famous.
Yeah. Now, does Parker McCollum pay for his friends if they go on vacation with him? Do you pay for your friends' vacations?
I have before.
That's okay. Mm.
See?
Dang.
That's cool.
I wish we were better friends. All right. Has Parker McCollum ever kept underwear a fan has thrown on stage?
Yes.
Yeah. All right. There you go. And now I feel uncomfortable too.
Huh?
That's uncomfortable questions.
Not that I personally kept them.
Yeah.
But, they did. They've stayed on the bus for more than 24 hours.
There he is, Parker McCollum. The album's out. It's called Never Enough. ParkerMcCollum.com. Let's clap for our friend Parker McCollum, everybody. Good to see you, buddy.
Let it go, Parker.
It's time for the good news
with Amy. Tell me something good.
FedEx pilots Terry Edson and Nicole McAllister made history by becoming the first mother and daughter duo to co-pilot an international flight. It's so special that it's mom and daughter, but it's two women that are doing it. So it's inspiring. It's in the news. And putting it out there shows other young women, hey, I could be a pilot. This isn't just something that men get to do.
I was on a plane once with a mom and daughter. It was international.
Oh, the pilots?
They were flying?
Were both mom and daughter?
No, just mom and daughter on the plane. No, I'm just kidding. It was pilots. Yes, it was pilots.
And what's cool is they did it around the same time frame that Amelia Earhart had her first transatlantic flight. So
same time frame, like not same year, like same
definitely
season.
Definitely not the same year.
Season of the year.
It just happened, same season.
It was from Tennessee to like South Korea.
Wow. Yeah, how'd you know that?
I follow the news, Amy. I know you think I'm just a big hit over here.
Yeah, it's a 15-hour flight, takeoff from Memphis and land in South Korea.
Do they have a third pilot on there? Because at 15 hours, that's a long time. And who are you talking to back there? Boxes? Packages? Christmas presents? There's ain't nobody back there to hang out with. You know, for example, when we take a bus, if we're on the road touring and our driver has to drive over 8 hours, we have to have a second driver. And they switch out.
Mm-hmm. Sometimes I just drive.
That has never happened.
No chance.
But I wonder if for 15-hour flights, they have to have another pilot on there.
But they are. Like, there's the...
No, more than two, I'm saying.
Oh.
Because if they're both flying...
And what's cool too is the mom, she started off as a flight attendant before becoming a pilot. And then the daughter, she was in the Air Force. So
that's
and then
pretty
she
cool.
transitioned. And now they both work at FedEx together, which is kind of the sweet gig if you go, if
also,
you're a
how
pilot.
How do they get packages somewhere overnight? Like, that's wild to me.
Yes.
So they can do that overnight because it's got to go to like one place and send out to another and mm-hmm. a hub there and then go there, here, there, everywhere, there. And it's like crazy. They can do it overnight.
Yeah, it's nuts.
What about those dudes riding ponies back in the day? Express.
Yeah, they weren't overnight.
Oh, they weren't?
But honestly, months. When they got a letter 3 months later, they're probably like, this is so amazing.
How did they do that 3 months letter. Later? Yes. All right, great story. That is what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
I'm working on it hard. Like, I'm investing a lot of time in trying to get quality sleep. Quality sleep is essential. I love my Sleep Number smart bed because I don't have to worry about that part. Because my Sleep Number smart bed is designed for... Well, now my ever-evolving sleep needs as I'm trying to figure out what's happening with me physically. Like, I'm on a CPAP now. You can choose what's right for you and your partner because I'm talking about temperature, I'm talking about firmness, I'm talking about softness, Whatever it is, it's there for you. You can have different, and that saves a fight. There you go. You're welcome. So my sleep number setting is 30. My sleep IQ score last night was 87. I mean, it's great for partners because, again, you always like, bed's too hot, room's too cold, whatever that is. J.D. Power ranked Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now save 40% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com. Let me tell you about the all-new Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe. I can tell you because I've seen the preview of the Santa Fe. It's awesome. I cannot wait to see it in real life and drive it for myself. The Santa Fe is equipped with everything you need to break free from whatever you feel like is dull in your work week. And then maybe you got an adventure plan for the weekend. So listen to this. H-Track all-wheel drive, which means you can, if you want to get on a dirt trail, go. The steeper, the better. Get to where no one else is going. Get ready to splash through puddles, kick up some mud, make some tracks, because you're going to have a blast. The all-new Hyundai Santa Fe features best-in-class rear cargo space. So whether it's groceries or dog's water bowls, treats and toys, again, maybe you're out and about, camping gear, extra bags, whatever you need to make it a real adventure, you got plenty of room. And then available dual wireless charging pads. This is probably the feature that I'm most excited about and the thing that I'll use the most. It's great because the last thing you want to do is be anywhere with a dead phone, especially, again, if you're going camping or if you're just driving down the road. You know, the worst nightmare for me is my phone going dead or just a low battery when it gets red. Oof, always got to have it charged. And with the available dual wireless charging pads, you'll be able to head as far out or stay in as much as you want. Got the charging pads, and you can navigate your way back to civilization. You got to check out the all-new Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. Just go look at it. Just looking at it's awesome. HyundaiUSA.com. Class comparison of cargo volume behind front seats with all rear seats folded down based on primary compact SUV competitors as defined by Hyundai Motor America. Competitors within this class are Chevrolet Blazer, Ford Edge, Honda Passport, Jeep Cherokee, Nissan Murano, Subaru Outback, Toyota Venza, and Volkswagen Atlas Cross Sport. Claim based on comparison of specifications on manufacturer websites. Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Want to say thanks for everybody who has helped with St. Jude. I mean, you guys are changing lives. You guys are saving lives. St. Jude has been leading the way to the world's best survival rates for some of the most aggressive forms of cancer. And I'm talking about childhood cancer. Your support actually means that families never receive a bill from St. Jude for treatment or travel or housing or food. So the parents can focus on being a parent and helping their kid live. You know, I never had cancer, but I was in the hospital as a kid for a long time. And I just remember how difficult it was, how scary it was. And then I remember getting out and having to figure out how to pay the bill. I didn't have to pay it, but you know, somebody did. But St. Jude eliminates a lot of that. You can help St. Jude stop childhood cancer by becoming a partner in Hope. You'll get an awesome new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. Join the doctors, the researchers. Hey, join me in this fight and visit musicgives.org. That's musicgives.org. It's time for easy trivia. Let's go around. Here we go. Eddie, you're up first. What show member is 3 credits short of their degree?
Ooh, that's Lunchbox.
That's correct. The category is Bobby Bones Show. Morgan, on what podcast does Kickoff Kevin appear?
Your podcast, 25 Whistles.
Correct. Amy, what show member has always dreamed of being on Big Brother?
Oh, that's Sis and Raymundo.
Correct. And Abby, what show member has a dog named Kara?
Amy.
That's correct. Okay, so it's very easy. That's all show questions. We knew you'd get all those. But Eddie has 4 points. Amy has 3. Morgan 1, Abby 0. One more win, Eddie.
It's over.
You're the champ again.
It's over.
If you miss a question, you're eliminated, and you hear this.
You've been booed.
There is no Lunchbox. He'll come back next season, but Abby's playing. Nope. You are playing, right?
Yeah.
0 next to your name.
Abby, are you playing, Abby? Funny.
Yes. Okay, here we go. The category is 90s pop. Easy trivia. Eddie.
Come on.
Your tiara looks extra sparkly today.
It is extra sparkly.
The championship tiara.
I think it's smelling a win.
The iconic boy band. Which one was it that gained massive popularity in the 90s with hits like I Want It That Way and Everybody?
I want it that way. Tell me why. That is Backstreet Boys.
That is correct. Woo. The category is 90s pop, Morgan.
Which popular star gained massive popularity in the 90s with hits like Baby One More Time and Oops, I Did It Again?
That's Britney Spears.
Correct. Which singer, Amy, won multiple Grammys for songs like My Heart Will Go On and Because You Loved Me in the 90s?
My Heart Will Go On? Because you love me.
Which singer won multiple Grammys for her songs My Heart Will Go On and Because You Love Me from the 90s?
Celine Dion.
Correct. It's a Titanic song.
Yeah, I know My Heart Will Go On. This is the second song that threw me, so I was just trying to be careful.
Who cares about the second one?
Well, that can be how it goes.
Abby, which iconic boy band gained massive popularity with hits like Tearing Up My Heart and I Want You Back?
Tearing Up My Heart. That would be... I'm thinking in my head because I don't want to mess this up. That is NSYNC.
That is correct. NSYNC.
Wow.
There you go. Nice job. Okay, everybody moves on to the next round. Here we go. Dang. A little quicker, guys. Easy trivia. The category is big stuff.
Okay.
Eddie, what's the name of the largest ocean?
Let's go Pacific.
Correct.
Ah! Wow.
Morgan, what's the name of the largest desert?
The Sahara Desert.
Correct. Amy, what's the highest mountain in the world?
Everest.
Correct. Abby, what's the name of the largest state in the United States by area? The biggest state, basically, land.
Oh, man.
Alaska.
Correct.
Okay.
That's crazy.
Jeez.
The next category is the 80s. What was the name of the popular arcade game released in 1980 where players controlled a character who had to avoid ghosts while collecting dots?
Pac-Man.
Eddie, that's correct. Morgan, this is going to be tough for you.
Oh, I know.
Just because it's the 80s. Maybe not, though. Morgan, what pop star known for hits like Billie Jean and Beat It became an international sensation in the 80s?
Just Beat It. I mean, I think that's Michael Jackson.
Is that your answer?
Yeah.
Correct.
Yes.
Amy, which rock band known for Living on a Prayer and You Give Love a Bad Name gained massive popularity in the 80s?
Oh, like I are living on a... You Give Love a Bad Name. I'm just... Bon Jovi.
Correct.
Yeah.
Abby, what was the name of the popular movie released in 1985 that featured a time-traveling DeLorean and an eccentric inventor?
Back to the Future.
Correct. Everybody's still in. Here
oh
we go.
Oh, my goodness.
Shredder in Superhero Villains. Shredder is the arch nemesis of what group of heroes, Eddie?
The Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
Correct. Morgan, Venom and Green Goblin are villains of what superhero?
Spider-Man.
Correct. Amy, the Joker is the arch nemesis of who?
Batman.
Correct. Abby, Thanos is the arch nemesis of what group of superheroes?
The Avengers.
Correct. Everybody's still in. We're rolling fast. The category is classic country. Eddie, what's the name of the country music group known for Elvira and Bobby Sue?
Oak Ridge Boys.
Correct.
Wow.
That's pretty good. Morgan, what's the name of the country music group with hits like The Devil Went Down to Georgia and Long Haired Country Boy?
Why can't I remember it?
The name of the country music group known for The Devil Went Down to Georgia and Long Haired Country Boy.
Yeah, I can see it. Crap. Yep, nope.
You've
been not there. It's not there.
Oh,
that
I can
is
see it.
The Charlie Party. Daniels.
Yeah,
band.
It was coming out.
I was trying.
I heard the chicha.
Yeah.
Amy, who is the country music artist known for hits like Stand By Your Man and D-I-V-O-R-C-E?
Okay. Oh. Loretta Lynn.
Incorrect.
Dang it, no.
You've been booed.
Wynette. Tammy Wynette. Stand By Your Man.
Tammy.
Abby, come on.
Do I just win?
I should have paused.
If she misses it,
let's go,
okay.
Abby.
Abby, come on.
Abby, if you miss it, Eddie's a champ again.
Come on, Abby.
Okay.
Abby, who is the country music artist known for hits like Coal Miner's Daughter and Don't Come Home A-Drinkin'?
I was born. Okay, that's Loretta Lynn.
Correct.
Oh, no.
We have two remaining.
Good job.
Historic years.
Oh.
Eddie, what U.S. war started in 2003?
2003, that was the Desert Storm.
I'll accept it.
Oh, wow.
That's not, wait, Mike, is that the same? That's Iraq. That's Desert Storm's a different one. That's from the 90s. Yeah.
Are you sure?
Totally
it's wrong.
Different.
It's wrong. Yeah, it's wrong.
In the desert.
It's wrong.
You know what I mean?
It's wrong.
And when we went in there, it was like a storm.
It's wrong.
Thank you, Judge.
I feel you, but it's wrong.
You know what I mean?
Abby. Abby, to win.
Okay.
If you get this right, you win for the first time.
Come
and
on,
you keep
Abby.
Eddie out of
Think
it.
Think really hard, Abby.
Abby, what war ended in 1945?
1945, Vietnam War.
Yeah.
Shoot.
Incorrect.
Vietnam was like late 60s, 70s. Yeah.
Oh, I wasn't here, so.
45 was World War II.
Dang it!
Yeah. Wait. Same historic years. Eddie, what famous ship sank in 1912?
The Titanic.
Correct. Abby, what famous wall came down in 1989?
The Berlin Wall.
Correct.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh. How's she getting this?
Here we go. The arts is the category in easy trivia. Eddie versus Abby. Here we go. Eddie, who wrote the poem The Raven?
Ooh, that's a great poem by Robert Frost.
That's incorrect.
What? What?
That is Edgar Allan Poe.
No!
I knew that one.
Oh, you did?
Yeah,
no,
actually.
Abby, who painted the Mona Lisa?
Oh, my gosh. Okay, the Mona Lisa. She looks like that. Van Gogh.
Incorrect.
Dang it. Why am I doing
it? Let's go.
It is Da Vinci.
I knew that.
Eddie, the arts. Who painted the famous painting Starry Night?
Oh, that's a beautiful painting by Van Gogh.
Correct.
Come on, baby.
Abby, who wrote Hamlet?
Shakespeare.
Correct. Moving on. The category is U.S. government. Eddie.
What?
How many senators are there?
How many senators? There are 50 senators.
Incorrect.
Times two.
It's 100.
No!
Abby, how many terms can a president serve?
The max is...
For the win.
No pressure.
Two.
Correct. One.
No! Like, it's fun to go game seven. Like, it's fun to go all the way.
Wow, Abby with her first one. Congratulations, Abby. That's an easy trivia. Eddie choked and Abby won. Here's a voicemail from Kira, who lives in Texas.
Hi, Bobby. I had a question. So you mentioned a while back that you were going to be on, I want to say it was Kevin Hart's game show. That's like a video call thing. Do you know when that's going to air? Because I want to watch it. That's all.
It aired on E! Already. It was Jimmy Allen. So they invited Jimmy to be the celebrity player, and they're like, bring any friend you want. So Jimmy invited me to go play with him. So it wasn't about me. I was just there to support Jimmy. We won, by the way. Because some of it was trivia, some of it, listen, we were not going to be denied. But we won. It's over, though, right? Spoiler alert. Oh, yeah, well, who knows who won?
Wait, what?
It ain't about the win anyway. We crushed people. Yeah, but it wasn't me. And some people were like, wow, you know, you weren't like super boisterous or loud. I wasn't there to take control of the show. I was just there to be a follower and a good teammate. And that's what I was. I can't go into Jimmy. When they invite Jimmy and take it over.
Yeah.
Make it about me. It's hard for me to do, to be honest with you. But dang it, I did it and we won. So that's what's up. It's on E. Maybe it's on Peacock if you look at it. And I have no idea who won.
Yeah, no idea. Me neither.
Who cares? The Bobby Bones
Show. Here's Amy's pile of stories.
So some Harvard-trained doctors shared hidden signs that you're not sleeping enough.
Number one, you're always tired.
That's not very hidden.
Number two, you're awake all night. Those are the top two that I have. Are those on the list?
They sort of are, yeah, so I'll just run through it. If it takes you 30 minutes or longer to fall asleep.
I don't have trouble falling asleep. I have trouble not waking up 20 minutes after I fall asleep, or I wake up and my heart's like this. Yeesh. At 3 hours after I've gone to sleep.
You hardly ever remember your dreams.
I don't dream.
You only have that nightmare every once in a while.
If I do dream, it's always a nightmare. And it's never when I have work the next day, but I don't dream. I mean, maybe four times a year.
This one you hit on. You're still tired and you don't feel rested when you wake up.
That's right now? Or is it just part of the story?
It's part of the story.
Oh, got it. Yeah.
You're hungry more often and crave junk food.
I love sugar. Oh, I'd marry it.
You wake up earlier than you want to.
Yeah, this job's stupid. Go ahead.
You're sometimes sleepy throughout the day.
Always.
You frequently wake up once or more during the night.
Every night.
You often lie awake in bed worrying with thoughts that are racing in your mind.
Yeah, but yeah. And then I'm always like trying to make deals with myself. If I get to sleep right now, if I get to sleep in the next 20 minutes, I'll get four. If I get to This is like my third book about me. This is my third. Go ahead.
Well, I know you're considering doing a sleep study, but I feel like this is a study right here.
I'm doing one. I'm doing one. Go ahead.
Your eyes are puffy, red, dark circles.
No, I have glasses, so who knows?
Oh. And then your emotions are all over the place, swinging from anger to anxiety to sadness.
No, anxiety. Or if all that happens, you never know because I'm me, you know? You don't ever
know. Like it's happening in there, it just doesn't happen.
Who knows? You'll never know. Too sleepy to tell you. All right, what else you got?
Okay. There's some new wedding rules for 2023. Like times, they are a-changing.
Okay.
And I'm kind of here for it. If you travel from out of town to the wedding, you don't have to get the couple a gift because you are the gift.
I like that.
Yeah. I mean, I feel like that's kind of been around for a bit though, huh? I still think maybe you should go to the registry and get something not expensive.
Like the silverware.
Yeah, just so they don't like secretly resent you. Not that I would, but I mean, I don't even want gifts. We still have gifts. We're like, we have seven of these. But okay, I feel that. Go ahead.
It's fine if someone else wants to wear white.
Yeah, unless it's a white dress that a woman is wearing. I don't know. That's weird for me because I don't care, but I can understand why people care. But okay, go ahead.
No one has to walk you down the aisle. You can just...
That's weird. You're just like a wanderer. Who's the wandering person?
Oh, wow.
Who just wandered into this place? Yeah, that's... Yes, okay. Go ahead.
No kids at weddings. Totally like a thing.
We didn't have kids at weddings. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, wedding. Wait, y'all's was in the summer, too, because it says here, no outdoor summer weddings.
Ooh, you did that, Bones.
Yeah, we did, but, you know, we're rule breakers. We're outlaws.
Rebels.
Yeah. All right, what else?
Yeah, and y'all were nice, though. I think you had fans coming from a tree or something.
Well, that fan wasn't hitting me because I was sweating bullets.
But you're back there with me. You're back there with me. All right, what else?
And it's entirely fine to deny anyone a plus one for any reason.
Yeah, we did because we were limited. So there were people, like, I don't think Morgan had a boyfriend. So we were like, Morgan, can't bring anybody.
Yeah, no, I didn't bring anyone.
We didn't let anybody that didn't have a significant just show up with a date.
Yeah.
Like a random.
Yeah, because we were like paying too much for food and stuff. And we were like, We did that to a few people. We barely let Eddie's wife come.
What?
Oh,
I didn't know
I'm
that
just
part.
Kidding. No, I'm just kidding. All right, what else?
We all love Alan Jackson, so I've got some facts about him that we maybe didn't know. He first wore a cowboy hat to cover a scar.
Hmm. Where? His forehead?
Yeah, he had one
on
his
head. Or
like
on top of his head, because he could just grow hair.
No, he had to do it. So he either had to get a certain kind of haircut or just wear the cowboy hat. It's good to go. His wife's maiden name is also Jackson.
So did she ever change her name?
Ooh.
She didn't have to.
She can say she did.
Or.
And nothing changed.
Exactly. Go ahead.
Would you be worried that, I guess, do you get a DNA test just in case?
That's an interesting question. I don't think they had them back then, though.
Yeah. Okay. One of his first breaks came on a reality TV show, TNN's You Can Be a Star. That's pretty cool.
Well, it turns out he could.
1986. And then he named his first band after a box of nails.
What was his band called? The Box of Nails?
Dixie Steel.
Oh, it's a brand.
Yeah.
Okay, here we go. This is happening tomorrow night. We want you to be listening on your favorite radio station. We're also doing the deal where you can go to movie theaters and watch. But our iHeart Country Festival from Austin, Texas, it's Luke Bryan and Kane Brown and Carly Pierce and Parker McCollum. There's so many people. Jordan Davis, our guest today, Bailey Zimmerman. So listen on an iHeart radio station or on the iHeart Country channel on the iHeart app, and you can listen to it all. For more information, iHeartRadio.com/Country Festival. Go check it out. It's going to be awesome. That's it.
I'm Amy. That's my pile.
That was Amy's pile of stories.
Also, the ACMs were last night. Entertainer of the Year went to Chris Stapleton. Like, find me somebody who doesn't love Chris Stapleton, and I will say you should not have found that person because I don't like him. Chris Stapleton, Entertainer of the Year. Congrats, Chris.
It's time for the good news.
With Lunchbox.
Tell me something good.
There's a great granny in Southern California. It's like, oh, let me take the great grandkid out for the day. I'm going to do some shopping. I'll watch him. No problem. So she parks the car, gets the stroller out. Puts the kid in the stroller, straps him in, and then she turns back to get something out of the car. Only problem is she's on an incline. And there goes the baby. And it was because the wind blew the stroller. It starts rolling down the hill, heading towards traffic where the cars are going 40 miles an hour. Granny realizes her mistake. She takes off running. Boom! She trips and falls, face plants into the cement.
I kind of figured that was going to happen.
Oh, you did? Because it's granny?
Granny, you know.
And downhill, and downhill?
Yeah. Hilarious to see. No. Hilarious to see her fall.
No, I don't like that either.
And then, out of nowhere, it's a bird. It's a plane. No, it's Ron Nessman. He comes to the rescue, running off the sidewalk, grabs the stroller before it rolls into traffic.
Phew.
Great story. All the stuff had to go wrong that could possibly go wrong. But I heard a parrot at some point in that story.
A parrot?
Yeah.
I think that was traffic.
That was the baby crying.
Oh, that was the baby crying.
Okay.
That was the baby crying getting put into the stroller. Like, you're taking him out of the car seat, putting him in the stroller. It's the baby crying.
Thought I heard, well, now it sounds like a crow. But I thought I heard a bird of some sort.
Oh, no. Nothing like that. But I'm going to tell you, this video, if you watch
I'm watching it.
Watch the granny eat it.
She does eat it, and that sucks.
Oh,
but it, guys, it's rolling right toward a car, like a, not a highway.
That's so scary.
Look at this. This is CBS News Los Angeles. That baby just that grandma eats it. I don't like to watch it anymore because that grandma eats it.
Oh, no.
The grandma eats it. All right, I good mean, story. Yeah. The baby is saved. That is what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
So a couple things happening this weekend. iHeart Country Festival, Austin, Texas, tomorrow night. We hope you check it out. You can listen to it wherever you listen to your music on an iHeart radio station. Also, you may go to the movies this weekend. Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 3. It's out. Had a big weekend last weekend, but you went opening weekend. Do you recommend it for our listeners?
Yes. If you're looking for a movie to make you feel all the emotions, you need to see this movie.
Do you have to watch Guardians of the Galaxy 1 and 2?
You really don't. They reset everything that happened in the first one and the second one like really quickly. So if you've never seen a Guardians of the Galaxy movie, you can go into this one and enjoy it.
I'd also say watch the Guardians of the Galaxy movies.
Those are great. And they're funny.
Those are really good. So what do you rate Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 3?
I rarely do this, but there's nothing bad about this movie. I think it is one of the best sci-fi movies ever made. I give it 5 out of 5 zooms.
Wow. Okay.
And I think it's better than Star Wars.
Excuse me?
Just as a series?
As a series. As a trilogy, it is better than Star Wars. I felt things in this movie that I've never felt watching just these, you know, science fiction characters. So I think we need to move on from Star Wars. This is the new sci-fi series.
Like, felt things like, did you cry?
Someone came up from the seat behind him and, like, rubbed him.
So it's you're learning about Rocket Raccoon and his origin story of, like, this evil guy who did all these things to animals. So if you're an animal lover, kind of a warning going into this one. There's some things that are hard to watch. So probably for kids, too.
But does it make you feel good after?
Yes. Yeah. It does make you feel good after.
Yeah. Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 3 gives it 5 out of 5 galaxies.
What? Zunes. Like the music player, that's what he listens to his music on.
There you go. Thank you, Mike. I'll watch that, just not in the theater.
Right.
Only Air got me to go to the theater, and little did I know it was coming to Amazon real soon. It was supposed to be an Amazon movie anyway. I would have just waited. Never doing that again. Fool me once, shame on me. Fool me twice, won't be fooled again.
They got you.
You know what I'm saying? All right, now time for the Morning Corny.
The Morning Corny.
What do you call a duck that breaks into people's houses?
What do you call a duck that breaks into people's houses?
A robber ducky.
A robber ducky.
That was the Morning Corny.
Let me tell you about the all-new Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe. I can tell you because I've seen the preview of the Santa Fe. It's awesome. I cannot wait to see it in real life and drive it for myself. The Santa Fe is equipped with everything you need to break free from whatever you feel like is dull in your work week. And then maybe you got an adventure plan for the weekend. So listen to this. H-Track all-wheel drive, which means you can, if you want to get on a dirt trail, go. The steeper, the better. Get to where no one else is going. Get ready to splash through puddles, kick up some mud, make some tracks, because you're going to have a blast. The all-new Hyundai Santa Fe features best-in-class rear cargo space. So whether it's groceries or dogs' water bowls, treats and toys, again, maybe you're out and about, camping gear, extra bags, whatever you need to make it a real adventure, you got plenty of room. And then available dual wireless charging pads. This is probably the feature that I'm most excited about and the thing that I'll use the most. It's great because the last thing you want to do is be anywhere with a dead phone. Especially, again, if you're going camping or if you're just driving down the road. You know, the worst nightmare for me is my phone going dead. Or just a low battery when it gets red. Oof, always got to have it charged. And with the available dual wireless charging pads, you'll be able to head as far out or stay in as much as you want. Got the charging pads, and you can navigate your way back to civilization. You got to check out the all-new Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe.
Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. Just go look at it. Just looking at it's awesome. HyundaiUSA.com. Class comparison of cargo volume behind front seats with all rear seats folded down based on primary compact SUV competitors as defined by Hyundai Motor America. Competitors within this class are Chevrolet Blazer, Ford Edge, Honda Passport, Jeep Cherokee, Nissan Murano, Subaru Outback, Toyota Venza, and Volkswagen Atlas Cross Sport. Claim based on comparison of specifications on manufacturer websites. Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Want to say thanks for everybody who has helped with St. Jude. I mean, you guys are changing lives. You guys are saving lives. St. Jude has been leading the way to the world's best survival rates for some of the most aggressive forms of cancer. And I'm talking about childhood cancer. Your support actually means that families never receive a bill from St. Jude for treatment or travel or housing or food. So the parents can focus on being a parent and helping their kid live. You know, I never had cancer, but I was in the hospital as a kid for a long time. And I just remember how difficult it was, how scary it was. And then I remember getting out and having to figure out how to pay the bill. I didn't have to pay it, but you know, somebody did. But St. Jude eliminates a lot of that. You can help St. Jude stop childhood cancer by becoming a partner in Hope. You'll get an awesome new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. Join the doctors, the researchers. Hey, join me in this fight and visit musicgives.org. That's musicgives.org. Willie Nelson, Waylon Jennings, Kris Kristofferson. How do the biggest names in outlaw country start a musical revolution? Through one woman's vision from one tiny living room. Don't miss Mandy Moore as Sue Brewer in the new scripted Audible original, The Boar's Nest, Sue Brewer and the Birth of Outlaw Country Music. Discover the true untold story of the extraordinary woman behind the outlaw country music movement and its biggest stars. Brewer shaped the sound and soul of country music as we know it today, despite never picking up an instrument herself. Lovingly dubbed as the Boar's Nest, Sue's place was an intimate staging ground where a new breed of singer-songwriters, wounded souls, wayward upstarts, that's where they would spur each other and tap into something bigger and something realer. Starring Mandy Moore and featuring Eben Moss Backrack as Shel Silverstein and TJ Osborne as Johnny Cash alongside a full ensemble cast. Audible invites you to enter the Boar's Nest and experience the rise of a musical revolution. One woman, one time, one place. The Boar's Nest. Sue Brewer and the Birth of Outlaw Country Music. Listen now at audible.com/theboarsnest.
It's a Bobby Bones Show interview.
In case you didn't know,
this guy has blown up. His name is Bailey Zimmerman. He's got two number ones. You probably know this one, Fall in Love. And this one, Rockin' a Hard Place.
All this, but we're caught in between a rock and a...
He's out with Morgan Wallen on his tour. He's got a new album, Religiously the Album, that's out today. And man, he's working pipelines. All of a sudden he quit and started singing. Here he is.
The Friday Morning Conversation with
Bailey Zimmerman.
Bailey, good to see you, buddy.
Good to see you, man.
I feel like, I don't know, last time I saw you was over at my house and you were like this kid with tons of potential, but now you're like a full star. I wouldn't say full grown. You haven't grown much, but like you're a full star now.
Thank you, man.
How do you feel?
Amazing.
Busy?
Yeah, I know it's busy, but I'm having a blast doing it. It's fun.
Are you having fun right now?
Oh, yeah. It's a lot of learning, you know. It's fun to learn and have things come at me that I've never experienced and then have to like learn how to do it. And so it's a blast.
One of the things that gets brought up to me a lot about our hour-long conversation was you talking about one of your first performances where you run out because you always wanted to run the catwalk, and you ran out and you're breathing real hard, but then you had to get back and sing, and you're like, oh, I'd never done this before. So have you figured that out? Because you have a high-energy show. Have you figured out how to kind of contain your breaths now?
Yeah, there's just, like, spots where I'm like, okay, coming up, breathe. And then, like, it'll come and, like, okay, breathe. And then, you kind of just figure out, okay, I lost breath here last time, so I'm going to make sure that I stop and don't do that one move and breathe there instead, you know? So I'm still like really whack and really crazy, but it's like dialed back just a little bit, just so I can breathe.
We had Chad Kroeger in here and he brought you up. Did you hang out with Chad Kroeger from Nickelback?
Oh my gosh. I have the craziest Chad from Nickelback story.
All right, go for it.
So we went to the first night I met him, he just showed up at Winners. And I was like, hey, what's up, Chad? And he's like, what's up, man? So we just hung all night. And then we were going to write a song that night, but then something happened, and if he would have went and wrote a song, he wouldn't have been able to do the press the next day, and it would have been a bad deal, so we didn't. So then the next day, we're at dinner with Jelly Roll and Brantley Gilbert, and all of our teams, we're all having dinner, and Chad, like, it's like middle of dinner and we're just, you know, smoking and drinking and just had dinner and stuff. And Chad just looks at me, he goes, "You got a passport?" And I go, "Yep." And he goes, "What are you doing tomorrow?" And he goes, "Nothing." He's like, "You're getting on my jet and you're going to come to my house in Vancouver and we're going to write for 4 days. And I'm like, "Okay, count me in. Let's go."
Wait, that happened?
That happened. For wow. real. He put me on his jet the next day. Me, Chandler Walters, Gavin Lucas. We went to Vancouver and spent 4 days, long days, like 13-hour days in the studio with Chad.
So you did work?
Oh, yeah, the whole time.
And you had a passport? Good for you.
Yeah, I have a passport.
Some of these guys here don't have passports. I know. Unless I get called on Survivor, they're not getting a passport.
Yeah, I never needed a passport until I started doing this.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Is the house pretty cool?
Oh, my gosh. It's like there's this one room that is crazy, and it's like the dining, like if he has 40 guests over, he brings them into this room.
Long table type thing?
Crazy. You guys know Harry Potter?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like the deciding room. Like you go in, it's just this massive room, like ceilings as tall as I could like think. And the table is so long, you feel like you're walking forever to get to the top. Like in the chairs, everything is oversized in the room. So like the chairs are like 10 times what they should be. They're just like massive. And like, it's the sickest room. Yeah.
Dude, that's crazy.
It's crazy.
How did you get back?
I can't remember.
Oh, come on.
Oh my gosh. It was a long weekend. We did a lot of things.
That's all. That's a good story. Do you have a passport? Yep. Get on the plane. Yeah. We're going to Vancouver. That's really cool, man. So you're out with Morgan as well on Morgan's tour. You're playing stadiums now. Like, what does that feel like going out and they all know your songs too? So that's got to be pretty cool.
You can feel it. Like I never really get nervous for anything or singing, but I got out there and all the breath techniques and all the stuff I've worked on went out the window, man. Like you just feel 30, 40,000 people just like watching you like, "Don't mess up. Don't mess up," you know, so.
That's what you're thinking. They're really not doing it. They're really going, "This is super cool. Yeah. We get to watch Bailey Zimmerman." And you're going, they're thinking, "Guess so I can don't mess up."
When you're standing there in the middle of the MW and it's like everybody's just like watching you, waiting for you to start singing, and you're just like, "Oh gosh, I hope I don't mess up. This is big." Yeah, you can feel the energy in the stadium. Like you go to sing the first line and you almost like can't even talk because your stomach hurts so bad.
That's super cool, dude.
That's awesome. Fun.
New album's out today, Religiously, the album. So I know you're such a good songwriter. You wrote most of the songs on this record. So, I don't know. I'm always curious why you put certain songs in certain places, and you led off with Religiously, track one, named it that. Why that song? Why is it so instrumental to this record?
I don't know. Just something about the song that it didn't really relate to me when I first got it, and now the part about, you know, mama's healthy, I'm helping out the whole family, everybody knows my name and stuff, and that didn't really relate to me too much, but now it's just like, man, it's so crazy how much the song relates to me and my life and how I'm taking care of my mom and people know my name, but I still think about her a lot, you know, and I still am not kind of over it. So it kind of has just made its way into my life weirdly, and now that it's like out is so relatable now, it's crazy how it became from that song, a trap song, to the title track of my country album.
Hey, same message.
Yeah.
You just made a little sonically you.
Yep.
All right, here's Bailey Zimmerman. We're going to do this now. The album, I'm going to set your album up here. It's out today. I want you to stream the crap out of it. He's so good. The album's called Religiously, the album. We're going to play Religiously here, right?
Yeah.
All right, cool. And here is Bailey Zimmerman in studio with Religiously. Come on. Let's go.
So good.
I mean, I'm going to say this in the most complimentary, weird way, but you shouldn't be that good.
Thank you. Oh, man, thank you.
Yeah, you shouldn't be that good. You know, because, you know, you weren't 11 taking singing lessons. You weren't 14 going, "I want to be," you know, your dad was a truck driver. You're riding with him, listening to country music. Some people just have it, man. That's it.
Thanks. I smile because I mess up. And I'm just like, all right.
Well, we didn't hear any mess up there. I didn't hear any mess up at all.
Yeah, I couldn't tell. Thanks.
The Friday Morning Conversation with Bailey Zimmerman.
The new album's out today, Religiously, the album. Bailey, I'm going to play a little bit of Forget About You, which you wrote the song. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I'm always curious about in a room, like, who says what and how does a song end up being a song? You walk in to write this, what happens?
It's kind of a weird day. I'd been wanting some more rock stuff, but I hadn't been writing it. I'd just been writing, like, sad stuff, like usual. And I got in with Drew Baldridge, his producer, and Gavin Lucas, and I was like, "Boys, I've got this idea just about how everybody says forgive and forget, but how do you truly forget something that you've forgiven somebody, you know, something," you know what I'm saying? So it's like, I always felt like, man, I'll always forgive you, but I don't think I'll ever forget you or what you did to me, you know. So that's kind of how it came together. And then Drew started writing it, and then we just wrote it together. And it's kind of just that vibe of feeling like, man, how could I forget that? Like, we went through so much. I've forgiven you for that, but how do you expect me to forget, you know?
Here's a clip of Forget About You from Bailey Zimmerman. We were 19, chasing that lightning. We were Colorado. Hey, so what's Louisville, Illinois like?
Whole lot of cornfields, man.
Is there a big sign? What is it? Is it like a, you know, a state-funded sign, or is it the only like a big white one that says "Welcome to Louisville"?
No, the funny thing is, when you're coming in from the interstate from Effingham, it's just this green stake in the like side of the road that just says Louisville.
Oh, it's Louisville. It's not even Louisville.
Louisville. It was supposed to be Lewisville on the original deed to the or village, but then when they put it on there, they accidentally put Louis,
like Louisville,
like Louisville.
Yeah,
so they just kept it.
Huh, they so want to buy a new sign. I felt that.
Yeah,
yeah, I completely felt
like,
that.
Man, that sign was really expensive. I don't think we want to change it.
So, how many people live in Louisville? Do you know?
I think the last consensus was done in like 2014 or something. So it says 1,200, but I'm sure it's a lot less than that now. Probably like 800-900 people.
And most people do what to live there?
Farm, or there's been a weird big deal of like putting like electric line in the ground or something. Like, it's like a big company in our town that just puts like electrical lines through
instead
the
of over the top,
right?
Putting them
yeah,
in the ground.
They put them in the ground, so it's like that's a big, like, you work for there, or you do pipeline, or you farm. That's it.
And you were doing pipeline prior to your music career. What were doing working for the pipeline?
I was a laborer, so I just, anything anybody else didn't want to do that was really hard work, they just told me to go do it.
If we go back 5 years and just picture yourself 5 years ago, where did you think you would be 5 years from then? Because obviously this kind of happened in a weird way, but 5 years ago, where did you think you would be 5 years from then?
I was hoping to be a boss on the pipeline, to where I would just ran crews, to where I didn't have to get out of my truck. That's what, like, my goal was. Like, okay. Because you see all the old dudes in their trucks, and they haven't got out of that truck in 17 days, you don't think. Like, I've never seen them get out of their truck. So it's kind of like always the goal is you become a laborer, and then you either get into an operator position or a straw boss, which is right under the boss, and then you move up your way. So I just was hoping to move up in the pipeline industry and not have to, like, carry 40,000 pounds of stuff all day.
When you were coming back and forth just before you decided to make the move to Nashville, I don't know, was that still scary? Because I mean, you're now going to commit to doing something new. You are seemingly good at this. Success hadn't happened yet, but you're seemingly good at it. People like you, but it's also a career in anything creative. It could be fleeting. So did that make you nervous moving down here, kind of giving it all up? Or did you know you could always go back and get the same sort of job?
Well, the job wasn't in question because I quit it. And I don't think they wanted me back because I told them that I was quitting. And
How'd you tell them, though? That's the question.
I got up out of my bed, and my phone was blowing up, and I had posted my first singing video the night before. And then when my phone was blowing up, I was like, man, what's going on? So I checked it. It was like 7 o'clock in the morning, and it was just like, I think the notification was like 847,621 notifications from TikTok.
And you had them on because you didn't have a lot of notifications because you weren't posting anything except truck stuff, really.
Right, exactly. Right. Yeah, so I was just like, holy crap, I've never got this many notifications before. So when I looked, it had just blown up, dude. And I was like, holy crap, okay. So the first thing I thought to do was like, okay, you've been praying a bunch about what you need to do in this life. Is it pipeline? Is it something else, you know? And you've been praying a bunch, and this kind of makes sense. Like, this is something to chase. So I just got up out of my bed. I was still in my underwear. And I walked over to my window that looks out in the backyard, and I called the union. Well, I hyped myself up first because I was like, do it. You got to do it. You got to
slap yourself in the face. Come on, baby. Come on, baby.
So I called them, and they answered, and I was like, hey, I'm Bailey Zimmerman, and I want to quit. And they're like, like, what do you mean you want to, like, what's going on, buddy? Like, what do you mean you want to quit? And I'm like, man, I don't want to work there no more. I'm going to be a country singer. And they're like, oh my gosh, okay, good luck, dude. I mean, this is an awful idea. I don't know why you're quitting your job. But I just quit it. And that was kind of like the no plan B thing. I didn't want to have something to fall back on if I got scared, you know? So
you burned the boat. Like, you took the boat over to another country to fight, and you don't want to ever go back. So you just burn the boat so you can't leave.
Yeah. So that was kind of my thing. So moving to Nashville is just like, well, this is all you got. I mean, you're either going to make it or you're not, but work as hard as you can and see what happens, you know.
Crazy. He just called.
I love it.
That's awesome.
I knew the story. I just wanted to see if he wanted to go there. But he just, the next day, just goes, hey, it's Bailey. I'm out.
Yeah. Like, I quit.
That's crazy. By the way, you guys sound great. The band sounds great.
Thank you.
You know these guys?
Yeah, I met Mr. Chris.
Just making sure you know who they are.
Yeah, I met him right when I moved to Nash. And then these boys came along, what, a year ago, a year and a half? So we've been together basically ever since everything started to go.
What do you guys want to play next?
We'll play some Rock and a Hard Place.
Oh, yeah. I know this one.
All right.
Yeah. All right. All right. Here he is. New record's out today, by the way. It's called Religiously. Question is, did you say the S word?
Yes.
Okay, we'll fix it.
Okay.
Well, I can't. Do you want me to do one real quick? Do I say chief?
No.
Then you can put
we're
it in.
Good. We'll fix it. I just want to make sure I heard that right.
Oh, sorry.
I laughed out loud. He went.
Oh, sorry.
That means you're just in it so much.
I say chief if people don't want me to say the word.
Oh, we're all good.
Okay.
We can fix that. No problem.
Okay.
We're going to come back with Bailey Zimmerman. Give us 1 second. We'll talk more about the album. And then I have uncomfortable questions from our listeners. You don't have to do the segment if you don't want.
No, I'm in. I love uncomfortable questions. Keeps me on toes.
Okay. We'll be back 1 second with Bailey Zimmerman.
The Friday Morning Conversation with
Bailey Zimmerman.
Bailey, you ready for this? These are questions the listeners have sent us.
I love it.
Hey, that's awesome. Play that underneath this.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, just keep hitting us with that. All right, here we go. Uncomfortable questions from listeners. Does Bailey Zimmerman feel like he has a girl's name?
Yes, for a long time I was really bummed about my name. I always asked my mom, like, why did you name me Bailey?
And her answer was?
Because my grandpa is William Lynn Bailey, so I'm Bailey Lynn Zimmerman. And they thought I was going to be a girl, but then I turned out and I was a guy. So.
How long until they knew after you were born?
I would say within the 30, 45 seconds.
Okay, all right, good, good. Okay. Anything more than that, we're trying to be a little worried. Okay, good. Yeah. Good deal, good deal. Uncomfortable question number two. Has Bailey Zimmerman seen any money from his first number one?
I don't think so.
Takes a while?
They said it'll take a long time.
About a year?
Yeah. Sure.
Cool.
I'm just happy to be here.
Number three. Would Bailey Zimmerman ever date a fan?
Just depends how cool the fan is. I mean, if she's cool enough that I like her, then maybe.
Absolutely. Amen. Is Bailey Zimmerman actually really sad, but he posts himself looking really happy online to hide his sadness?
You know, some of that's true. Yeah, I would say some of that's true. Okay. You know, everybody's sad some days, but as long as you smile, it's when you're frowning when it can get really bad. If you smile every day, then maybe that sadness will leave.
You're a pretty bright person. Yeah. I mean, like, as in, I watch your social media. You're just a positive guy.
I try to do that, man. I try to be positive.
Final question is about your chain. How much was the BZ chain that Bailey posted on Instagram?
For free.
Really?
I didn't pay for it, no. This guy from Happy Jewelers out in Orange County, LA, he was just like, he hooks up Ernest and Morgan and Hardy a bunch, and he was like, I'd love to make you a custom chain. And I was like, oh my gosh, I would love that. And then he sent it to me, and I was like, this is what you made me? This is freaking awesome. Oh my gosh. So, yeah.
You're wearing it now. Yep. Yeah.
Didn't have to pay for it.
Dang, see, that's how you know. Because when you can't afford anything, and I've said this too, when I was broke, nobody gave me crap.
Mm-hmm.
Now that I ain't broke, everyone's giving me everything. And I'm like, it just doesn't really match, so you know? True, you just wish it was the other way a little bit. The new record is out. It is called Religiously, the album. I'm going to play a little bit of this song right here called Fall in Love. And I'm going to ask you about it, Bailey, but play me some Fall in Love, Ray. Love's a slow train wrapped around your finger wall. Second, it's a blessing. You know this. I want to know, because we know the song, we've sang the song, but again, same thing I asked you about Religiously, like what was the genesis of this song? You're in a room, was it on a phone note that somebody had or what?
So my buddy, I hadn't been writing very long when this song came out, and when we sat down that day, Gavin Lucas, my best friend that started with me in my hometown and moved to Nashville with me, he was sitting there with me and my producer Austin, and he was like, man, I got this verse, which is really cool, but I don't know what the chorus is to it. And I was like, I thought you wrote that already, isn't it? Just loves a smoke ring wrapped around your finger. And he was like, nah, man, that's a minor to a major. I can't make it work. Da, da, da. It's just not going to work. That's a different song. And I was like, nah, that's the same song, man. And my producer was also like, man, this song could be really cool. Let's smash it. And he was just like, no. So after 30, 45 minutes of convincing him to let us make this work, we put it all together, wrote a second verse that day, and then we got it done. And it was like, dude, holy cow. I told you. I was honestly just like, I told you. I knew it. I knew it'd work. And Gavin was like, all right, fine. No, you got me. It works. And then I sent it to the team, and they were just like, man, this song is, we love this song. And then it came to be my first number one, my first platinum record, and done a lot for my career.
When you say minor to major, let me see if I can explain this, and then you can explain it better. Minor chords to me, if I'm playing, are like the sad chords, dark. Major, brighter chords. I feel, is that elementary? Is that, that's how I learned it.
Yeah.
Right? Would you say, Baylor said, so when you say minor to a major, that's what you're saying. It was, or major to minor, however. Mm. It felt a little too bright to then go dim.
Huh? Yeah, it was the chords that he had for this, for that, for the chorus at the time were not the right chords to match up with the verse. So it would have sounded really weird. But then we just took the chords from the verse, inverted them, and made them work in the chorus.
So you switched it. Mm-hmm. Got it. Okay, cool.
Yes.
Amy, so does that make sense?
Yeah. Yes, I'm tracking.
Okay, sorry, good. I just making sure. It's,
yeah, musical technology.
And so when you did say, the, you know, your friend that was like, oh, no, we can't do it, how does he feel about it now that it was number one?
Oh, he's like,
number one?
Yeah, he was like, that's the only time you're ever going to get me. That's the one time you got me.
You did a cover of God's Gonna Cut You Down from Johnny Cash, mm-hmm. which I love the song. And it was used for a TV show theme, too. Do you know what show that was? God's Gonna Cut You Down. I forget what it was back in the day.
Gosh, what is that?
And so, and maybe you can Google that for me, Mike. That I love that Johnny Cash song. Why that song?
Well, if I'm being completely honest, I'm a man of faith, and I've seen a lot in the industry that, you know, God is kind of, you know, you just don't talk about it or you don't do this. And I was like, nah, God's gonna cut you down, and we're gonna make God that word in a song on my album. And that was kind of one of the reasons of just trying to, I love the song. Yeah. I love the song. It's always been a cool song and that I play when I'm like partying and like whatever. Just, it's such a sick song. And then also another thing is they were wanting an anthem for the soccer team here in Nashville. And that's, Apple came to me and asked me to do the anthem song. And at first it was a couple different songs of Johnny Cash's. And I was like, oh, I don't think I can make that anthemic. And then I heard God's Gonna Cut You Down. You know, I hadn't heard it in a while. And I listened to it with my producer and they were like, all right, this is it. And then he built a track in like 2 hours, cut it 4 times. And then that's the song.
That's super cool.
Yeah, it's really cool.
Let us do one more song. Would you mind playing something new?
Yeah,
is that cool from the new record?
I would love that.
All right, Religiously is the new record. Is out today from Bailey Zimmerman. What are you going to do here, Bailey?
I'm going to sing a song that I didn't write. A couple of my buddies wrote it, and it's called You Don't Want That Smoke.
Nice job, dude. That was great. Bailey Zimmerman, new record's out. It's called Religiously. Just like a positive vibe.
Thanks, man.
Yeah, I'm sure you knock these guys' heads around a little bit. They probably don't feel that way about their boss, but me, I like it when you're around.
Yeah, thanks.
Yeah. All right, BaileyZimmerman.com. You guys get the record. Religiously, the album, stream the crap out of it. Bailey, we'll see you soon, buddy. Keep killing it.
Thanks, buddy.
All right, there he is. Bailey Zimmerman, everybody. Nice job, buddy.
Thanks, guys.
Great job, boys. That was awesome. Let me tell you about the all-new Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe. I can tell you because I've seen the preview of the Santa Fe. It's awesome. I cannot wait to see it in real life and drive it for myself. The Santa Fe is equipped with everything you need to break free from whatever you feel like is dull in your work week. And then maybe you got an adventure plan for the weekend. So listen to this. H-Track all-wheel drive, which means you can, if you want to get on a dirt trail, go. The steeper, the better. Get to where no one else is going. Get ready to splash through puddles, kick up some mud, make some tracks, because you're going to have a blast. The all-new Hyundai Santa Fe features best-in-class rear cargo space. So whether it's groceries or dogs' water bowls, treats, and toys. Again, maybe you're out and about. Camping gear, extra bags, whatever you need to make it a real adventure, you got plenty of room. And then available dual wireless charging pads. This is probably the feature that I'm most excited about and the thing that I'll use the most. It's great because the last thing you want to do is be anywhere with a dead phone. Especially, again, if you're going camping or if you're just driving down the road. You know, the worst nightmare for me is my phone going dead. Or just a low battery when it gets red. Oof, always got to have it charged. And with the available dual wireless charging pads, you'll be able to head as far out or stay in as much as you want. Got the charging pads, and you can navigate your way back to civilization. You got to check out the all-new Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. Just go look at it. Just looking at it's awesome. HyundaiUSA.com. Class comparison of cargo volume behind front seats with all rear seats folded down based on primary compact SUV competitors as defined by Hyundai Motor America. Competitors within this class are Chevrolet Blazer, Ford Edge, Honda Passport, Jeep Cherokee,
Nissan Murano, Subaru Outback, Toyota Venza, and Volkswagen Atlas Cross Sport. Claim based on comparison of specifications on manufacturer websites. Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Want to say thanks for everybody who has helped with St. Jude. I mean, you guys are changing lives. You guys are saving lives. St. Jude has been leading the way to the world's best survival rates for some of the most aggressive forms of cancer. And I'm talking about childhood cancer. Your support actually means that families never receive a bill from St. Jude for treatment or travel or housing or food. So the parents can focus on being a parent and helping their kid live. You know, I never had cancer, but I was in the hospital as a kid for a long time. And I just remember how difficult it was, how scary it was. And then I remember getting out and having to figure out how to pay the bill. I didn't have to pay it, but you know, somebody did. But St. Jude eliminates a lot of that. You can help St. Jude stop childhood cancer by becoming a partner in Hope. You'll get an awesome new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. Join the doctors, the researchers. Hey, join me in this fight and visit musicgives.org. That's musicgives.org. Willie Nelson, Waylon Jennings, Kris Kristofferson. How do the biggest names in outlaw country start a musical revolution? Through one woman's vision from one tiny living room. Don't miss Mandy Moore as Sue Brewer in the new scripted Audible original, The Boar's Nest, Sue Brewer and the Birth of Outlaw Country Music. Discover the true untold story of the extraordinary woman behind the outlaw country music movement and its biggest stars. Brewer shaped the sound and soul of country music as we know it today, despite never picking up an instrument herself. Lovingly dubbed as The Boar's Nest, Sue's place was an intimate staging ground where a new breed of singer-songwriters, wounded souls, wayward upstarts, that's where they would spur each other and tap into something bigger and something realer. Starring Mandy Moore and featuring Eben Moss Backrack as Shel Silverstein and TJ Osborne as Johnny Cash alongside a full ensemble cast. Audible invites you to enter the Boar's Nest and experience the rise of a musical revolution. One woman, one time, one place. The Boar's Nest, Sue Brewer, and the Birth of Outlaw Country Music. Listen now at audible.com/theboarsnest. Every Friday, we bring you Fun Fact Friday. If you need to keep notes on your phone, because you can bring these up later. If you're a kid's school, you're at dinner, don't even give us credit. We don't care. We're not looking for credit. But it is the most interesting segment all week.
Fun Fact Friday.
I'll go first. A study conducted on jackpot lottery winners found that men were more likely to get married after winning the lottery, while women were more likely to get divorced. Why do you think that is, Amy?
Gosh, I don't know. I'm thinking, did some of these women, were they financially dependent upon their husband for some reason? And they're like, finally.
And then dudes who win.
I'm free.
For the first time, they can get a chick.
Yeah. Oh. They got money.
Yeah, for the first time, they can get.
It's messed up, man.
That is messed up, but that's showbiz, baby. Lunchbox, what do you think?
It's because women marry for the money, and now that they got their own money, they think they can go out and find a different dude.
And then dudes are looking for women who will marry them because
they
have money.
Yeah, because they can get a younger chick and, like, say they're 50 and they find a hot 22-year-old. Boom.
Well, I just wanted to be clear. Our answers sound the same, but they're different.
No, they're the exact same.
No.
Slightly different, yeah.
They're different. I'm saying you may be dependent because you sacrifice your career to stay home with the kids.
Amen.
And then you haven't been in the workplace for 17
Heck
years.
Yeah.
And
you're
like,
okay.
I see. They see dollar signs and they marry.
Whatever.
Well, this hasn't turned very fun, has it? Amy, you're up.
Okay, so if you sneeze too hard, you can fracture a rib. If you try to suppress a sneeze, you can rupture a blood vessel in your head or neck and die.
I've hurt my back before sneezing.
Like your lower back?
Yeah, I'm like, oh, son of a.
Yeah. I
feel it feels like it was probably almost hurt anyway, and that sneeze just kind of gave it the oomph to get it there. But any sort of jar can hurt your neck or back.
Yeah, but this is it. Also, if you're trying to suppress it, don't, because you could die.
But I'll have as many as things. Lunchbox.
Pandas spend between 10 and 16 hours a day eating mostly bamboo, and eating that often means they got to poop a lot. They poop on average of 40 times a day.
Wow. I mean, I might do that in a year with my stomach.
Yeah, I know. Sorry.
Dang.
And it's usually about 50 pounds of poop that comes out every day.
Every day?
Every day.
50 pounds?
50 pounds of poop.
From bamboo.
That's bloat. bamboo bloats pandas. All right, Eddie, you're up.
Back in 1999, Google was thinking about selling the company for $1 million. Today, they are estimated to be worth $1,385.97 billion.
Any word on why or who they were going to sell it to?
They were going to sell it to Excite. Is that a company?
It must have been back in the day.
Excite. I don't know. And then Excite just withdrew. They were like, we're good. We're not going to
buy it. We don't want that piece of crap company. It's also like Blockbuster. They wouldn't buy Netflix because they were like, yeah, we don't believe in it.
And then sorry, guys.
Netflix. Yeah, crazy. Morgan.
Well, thanks to 3D printing technology, NASA can email tools to astronauts. It used to take months or years for the space station to receive new equipment, but now it can be ready for them in hours.
I guess you could send the plans with the computer, and they already have the materials there, and it just makes it. That is pretty cool. Why are you shaking your head?
Okay, I'm going to sound really dumb right now for the first time in a long time.
Ever, but maybe.
Okay.
I don't understand 3D printers. I don't understand how you do it.
You're right. I don't get it either.
Thank you. I would not understand.
I would compare it to, let's just say, in an assembly line, you know how things will go through and it shapes things certain ways.
Yeah.
It's basically that. Just, it's able to read data and turn it into that instead of physically setting the machine up to do it.
Right. And you can't look at it as like, you can't picture it like the printer we have in the hall.
Yeah, that's what I picture. It's not like paper. It's like a creator. It's like an oven.
Oh.
It goes in the oven, the heat, whatever it is, creates the pie. The pie isn't like that until you put it in. Imagine putting a bunch of materials in the oven, and then once you turn the oven on, instead of heating it, it actually forms it that way, and you pull it out, and it's done.
How do you get one of these?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. How expensive are they? Because there's a guy on Survivor this season that says, oh, I printed some of these puzzles on my 3D printer, and I practice them. Explain to me how you get it.
Well, I think, though, some of the printers would cost more if they can do more complex things. Mike, can you get one for a few $100s, though, that's, like, pretty small?
Probably, like, $500.
Yeah.
And I can just print out, I can just, like, email myself a picture of a chair and print it out and have a chair?
Probably not with the $500
It's more complicated. The more materials you want to include, the bigger it is, the more it's going to cost. But I'm no expert on it either. I've just watched YouTube videos on it.
Yeah. Where do the materials come from?
Well, metals, paper.
Plastic.
Plastics, yeah.
So I have to have that stuff or the printer already has that in it?
No, that's instead of ink, you put the plastic in there.
Yeah, no, the printer doesn't have all the metal in it.
I don't understand.
It
sounds like you can just go to YouTube.
Literally, you can go to YouTube and look it up. Yeah. I'm no expert on it either. I've just seen a bunch of YouTube videos. I've never seen one in person.
Fun Fact Friday.
Also, the ACMs were last night. Entertainer of the Year went to Chris Stapleton. Like, find me somebody who doesn't love Chris Stapleton, and I will say you should not have found that person because I don't like him. Chris Stapleton, Entertainer of the Year. Congrats, Chris. Amy went to Texas A&M. Big Aggie alum. What's happening right now that you want to tell the guys about?
Well, I got a letter from my sorority at A&M, my chapter, Kappa Kappa Gamma. Epsilon Rho is our chapter name. And
I don't know anything about sororities.
Okay. Yeah, I don't know what that means.
She's speaking a different language.
Greek, actually.
I like it.
Kappa Kappa Rho.
Kappa Kappa Gamma.
And what were you guys
KKG.
Called?
KKG.
The Gammas?
Kappas.
Kappas, okay. So the Kappas. And then what was the other thing you said?
So our chapter at Texas A&M is Epsilon Rho.
I know what that means.
So there's chapters all over the country.
Got it.
And so each one has their own name. And I get a letter from my chapter saying that they've been put on probation until March of next year. I'm like, well, what in the world?
What does that mean, probation? They can't be a part of things on campus?
Yeah, I mean, I think there's just certain things they have to earn their way back up within the, so Kappa as a national chapter, there's certain things they can't do. They can still, I researched, they can still recruit and stuff, but their eyes are all on them. Like if they do anything wrong. Well, they didn't say in the letter, it just said we're on probation. So then I Google, thank you Reddit, because someone posted on there what happened. And pretty much these girls that are in Kappa, there's some incoming high schoolers that came to College Station for a visit and they took them out. Again, I think they were going to want to pledge Kappa. So it's sort
Lunchbox
of.
Lunchbox is foaming at the mouth right now. He doesn't know why, but his chin is like on the table.
Visualizing everything.
Hey, are you not thinking pillow fights?
No.
Go ahead.
No, but it was a form of hazing. And they told them when they were out and they were with fraternity guys, you either black out or back out. So you have to drink so much that you black out, or you might as well back out of being a Kappa.
Ooh. Black out or
wow.
Back out?
That is a terrible chant.
Terrible.
Can you just fake blacking out?
I guess.
Yeah, you could.
And blacking out, you don't have to pass out, but you just wake up the next day and you don't remember. Isn't that blacking out?
That's blacking out.
Can't you just lie?
Yeah.
Sure. Yeah, well, they were just drinking so much. I couldn't find a news article about it, but one person on Reddit said that someone ended up in the hospital and it was this whole thing. So clearly it was bad enough for them to be put on probation.
Hopefully I put that on the shirt. Blackout or backout, 2023.
That's terrible.
That'd be terrible.
Anyway, I just like... KKG class of 20, or what class was I? 2003?
Did you guys do that, Amy?
No, I've never heard of blackout or backout. Thank goodness. Because I don't know, when you're like when you're in high school or freshman, sophomore, your brain, you're not fully developed and you're like, okay, blackout or backout. Sure. No problem. I can't imagine being exposed to that and looking up to these girls and them telling you this is what we do. And that's just so dangerous.
If you were in high school lunchbox and you went to a blackout or backout party, would you think that was cool?
Yeah, it'd be awesome. Like, you go to a college party and you're like, this is what college is about? Heck yeah.
Yeah.
You'd have to go blackout because you don't want to start college with no friends.
But I mean...
you sure, actually could I back mean, out.
Right, Eddie? I mean, I would
probably black out.
I wasn't as a high school, because you'd also have the older kids telling you to do it.
Huh. What would you do?
I didn't even want to go to fraternity parties, and I couldn't most of them because I had to work.
Neither could I. I was never invited.
Yeah, well, I didn't even know people because I worked every night. I wouldn't get off the air until midnight. By the time I finished production, it'd be 1. I'd have to study. I wouldn't get home till 3 in the morning. So not a lot of parties starting at 3, so I didn't go to many parties, and I wasn't in a fraternity. I forget you're in a sorority.
Yeah, I wasn't really that involved. I'm not like big. I wasn't very into it. And also,
sure,
I know
a lot about the little letters. Uh-huh.
Yeah, you did.
Yeah, because that's not hard to remember. But we're on air in College Station, so if any of this is factually inaccurate, blame Reddit.
NPR just did a story on me being wrong. Lunchbox, you ever in a fraternity?
No, I was never in a fraternity, but I went to the parties.
Did you? Do they call it rush as a dude?
Pledge.
Oh, you didn't rush?
No, I didn't pledge.
Eddie?
No chance.
Morgan?
Yeah, I was in a sorority.
Were you one of those? Kappa Jammas?
No, I was a Tri-Delta. So Delta, Delta, Delta.
Man, help you.
Yep. I got it.
You remember that?
Yeah, man. That's awesome.
That's fun. Ray, were you in anything? You seem like you could be a frat guy.
Yeah, I was Kappa Sig for a month, but then I couldn't pay dues, so I backed out.
All right. Blackout or back out? Bad idea, right, everybody?
Yes.
Okay, thank you.
Bobby Bone Show.
Bonehead.
Story of the day.
This story comes to us from Auburn, Maine. A 41-year-old man was having $3 million worth of narcotics mailed to him. He's like, but I don't want him to come to my house.
Regular mail? Did you put a stamp on it?
$3
million? Well, I mean like a box. Like
yeah,
a,
you didn't know
package.
I hear you, but it's like the postman brings it?
I guess
UPS
so.
Brings it
UPS
home.
Or FedEx.
Wow.
And he's like, man, I don't want him to come to my house. So he just put the address of the restaurant down the street with his name on it. It shows up at the restaurant, and they're like, man, no one here has that name. No one more. And they opened it up, call police because they find the drugs. And the police are there when he walks in saying, hey, man, I think a package of mine got delivered here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's why it's put care of. Because then your drugs will be held for you.
Right. They can't open that.
Yeah, right. C/O and then his name. The thing I would worry about, and I guess he doesn't, they don't, $3 million in drugs. If somebody knows that's being shipped, just think about the risk the UPS driver or the FedEx driver has if somebody knows it, because $3 million is something people get killed over.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Yeah.
So he's driving it, doesn't know it. If somebody else does know it, they could go and take over that truck, kill the person, try to get $3 million. Yeah, that whole thing is stupid, but also very dangerous. What kind of drugs, though?
Narcotics.
In a box?
Yeah, that's what happened. I mean, that's why
I'm talking about but 3 million, Amy. When you got your H...
Yeah,
I ain't talking about Houston.
Your stuff.
Yeah, when you went to H-Town.
But I don't know how much that was worth, and that was one of my fears, is that I was going to somehow end up dead.
$5,000 to $7,000.
In a gutter, because I mistakenly got this box of drugs.
$5,000 to $7,000 high-end for what you had.
Really?
Yeah, but imagine $3 million.
That's crazy. Yeah, this is the F, though.
The F.
Hold on, let me think about this. F. Fentanyl? Oh.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
really?
Man.
Yeah.
Yeah, that because, again, just such a little bit. Is a lot. Guess what? People die of it because they don't know. It's just
they
a little
cut
bit
it.
Will kill you.
And he bought $3 million worth, not street value. Dude, so, I mean, after selling that, that's a lot of money.
Or
whatever
I wonder if they make it street value.
No. I'm not sure how that business works.
Yeah. And if somebody did know all the details, we need to have a talk after this show. All right, Lunchbox.
I'm Lunchbox. That's your Bonehead Story of the Day.
We're off to see the Austin to Texas. I've been working on that. I've been workshopping that. Just something I came up with real quick.
Okay.
Yeah, it didn't quite work. IR Country Festival, Austin, Texas, where we're going. Presented by Capital One. So that is tomorrow night. You can listen to this whale of a festival. You know what whales are? Not the animal.
No whale.
Big?
Whale
big.
Tail?
like in the casino, if you're a whale.
Big spender.
Oh, big. Yeah. You matter. So this is one of those festivals. Luke Bryan, Kane Brown, Carly Pearce, Sam Hunt, L. King, Parker McCollum, Mitchell Tenpenny, Bailey Zimmerman, Jordan Davis, Justin Moore. It just goes on and on. But it's going to be happening. You should listen to it. Then there'll be a chance for you to go watch it, like in a movie theater, apparently. It's a whole thing. So we're going to be there. Lunchbox, how many bracelets deep are you going to be?
I don't think I have any bracelets. I don't know.
Rings?
No, I don't wear rings.
Necklace?
Chokers?
Yeah, chokers would be cool.
What is it? That's that thing that goes like this.
Like a tight necklace.
Yeah, no, yeah. I probably won't have that on.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. Hey, you never know what he's going to be wearing.
Okay,
that's
probably.
That's what's so fun about it. Yeah. So that'll be happening tomorrow night. We hope you check it out on the radio station, wherever you listen to your good iHeartRadio music, your iHeartRadio country. That's it. iHeart Country Festival. It's we're off to. All right, we'll see you guys. Have a safe weekend. See you Monday. Goodbye, everybody. Bobby Bones. Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when this thought hits you. Okay, I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, the whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p. The show is sponsored by BetterHelp. It's a simple truth. No matter who you are, mental health challenges can affect you, and how you manage them every day can make all the difference in the world. That's why everybody should have access to mental health support that meets them where they are and helps them get through. BetterHelp provides online therapy on your schedule. It's flexible, simple to use, more affordable than in-person therapy. Connect with a licensed therapist selected just for you. Learn more at BetterHelp.com. That's BetterHelp.com.